It's like hot yoga for your mind. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
What does that mean?
Hot yoga for your mind. Never mind. You'll be fine. Go with it. Good idea. So yesterday we started talking about this Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution and how it applies to these hordes of people coming up from Central America through Mexico, arriving at the U.S. border, waving the flags of other nations, hurling rocks and bottles and bricks and basically attacking those that are in charge of securing our border, trying to overwhelm the border crossings with a massive humanity. You know, further exacerbating the problem that we have at the southern border when it comes to security and sovereignty. And to me, when you have somebody showing up by the thousands, you have a group of people showing up by the thousands at the border, waving the flags of another nation, demanding entry into your nation, saying that we are entitled to everything you have, by definition, that would be an invasion. And Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution reads as follows. The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government, and shall protect each of them against invasion. Well, each of those would include Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, and California, those that are being overrun at the border in different places at different times. So, by definition, to me, a layperson, it looks like an invasion, but I thought I better get a professional opinion. That's why I called William Wagner, president of Salt and Light Global and the Great Lakes Justice Center, a distinguished professor and a former federal judge and federal prosecutor. William, welcome back.
Good to be here again, Steve.
So you read Article 4, Section 4, an invasion. What is an invasion?
Well, I taught constitutional law for 15 years, and I can tell you the leftists, you know, academic institutions don't cover this clause, you know, very often. And preliminarily, the president holds the moral high ground here. Current U.S. policy doesn't oppose immigration, only illegal invasions in the country. You know, it's a matter of fairness, you know, under the law for those who came here using the proper process. And you're absolutely right. Article 4, Section 4, it's called the Guarantee Clause because it guarantees certain things to states like Arizona and Texas. And it expressly, explicitly and clearly guarantees protection against foreign invasion. Now, guess what, Steve? This guarantee is so deeply rooted in our nation's history and legal traditions. It goes way back before we even had a constitution. It was in the Articles of Confederation, and it has always been, even though we have a federal system of government where we decentralize power through all the states, there is a very clear understanding under our constitutional republic and our form of government that we're going to protect these states against incursions like we're seeing, you know, down on the border these
days. You know, we hear all the time, William, about how the immigration system is broken and it has to be reformed and overhauled. I don't believe, and I've said this, you know, the entire time this program has been on the air, 6 years now, I don't believe the immigration system is broken. I don't think it's enforced. I think it's been turned off, if you will, because as you mentioned, I know people and you know people that have gone through the immigration process legally. It takes years and resources and time and effort, and you fill out the forms and you go through this process that must be exhausting at some points, but then eventually there comes the light of day and then you make it through and it's completed and you're legal and you become a naturalized citizen. You don't get there by running over the border and demanding social services and social safety nets and so forth. So I don't think our system is broken at all. I don't think we're enforcing our laws properly that have worked for decades.
Not broken at all. Over the past few weeks, we've watched thousands of people often carrying the flag of a foreign nation, marching toward our border and then storming the border using violence in the process. You know, our Constitution in the Guarantee Clause, you know, says that the federal government will protect states against these kind of incursions. Now, the president also is clearly empowered to execute those laws that you just talked about. Under our Constitution, Congress makes laws in connection with immigration. It says, this is how you come in as a tourist. This is how you come in if you want to be a naturalized citizen. And then it has laws that says, you don't get to come in if you're going to just invade us without, you know, going through the fair process that everybody else goes through. And then here's the interesting thing. Our framers were brilliant. They then separated power and said that the president holds the duty to, quote, take care that these laws, including the immigration laws, be faithfully executed. The president's just exercising his constitutional obligation and constitutional authority that the Congress has, you know, put up in a very, very logical and well thought out way. And you're exactly right. We don't have a broken immigration system. What we had previously to this administration was a president unwilling to execute the laws of the United States. And all the current president is doing is restoring integrity to the rule of law and restoring fairness to the immigration system.
The rule of law? What is that?
What a concept, huh?
No. We demand. We are victims. The laws mean nothing to us unless we can enforce them against you and do something to you using the laws. That's the hypocrisy that I find, and I think a lot of people find infuriating. They only apply the laws. Oh, we like this law. We don't like that law. You know, we're going to be a sanctuary city. We're going to ignore this one. Embrace it. It's insane.
It's not only insane, it is a threat to the constitutional republican form of government that we have. And that's why, you know, I think it's important that, you know, as the president executes his power as given to him by the Congress, that the people realize this isn't just a president exercising authority that he wants to.
It's what's given to him by the Constitution.
It's what the law requires.
Absolutely right. William Wagner, always a pleasure. Always great having you here. And thank you for answering my calls as frequent as they are.
It is so fun to work with you, Steve. You are doing a great job for the Republic out there.
Thank you, William. Have a great day. We'll talk soon, I'm sure of that. If you're ready to lose some weight and feel great, then the time is now. Don't put this off another day. I want you to get a hold of MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Get a custom plan built just for you. It was once called Nutrimost. You might remember that. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. I began back in February or March. It's been so long, I don't remember now. I lost 40 pounds, kept it off, feel great. My brain is clear. My life is great. My blood pressure is down. No diabetic issues, no blood pressure issues. You should do it. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Tell them Steve sent you.
Nothing is more important than clean drinking water in your home. That has never been more true than it is today. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company since 1947. The one you can trust for pure water and peace of mind. With two locations, Wolverine Water Systems are made right here in Michigan and delivered statewide for your convenience. Don't wait another minute. Have your water tested to make sure you and your family are getting pure Wolverine water. You can get your free water test today by going to WolverineWaterSystems.com. That's right, a free water test today. Just go to WolverineWaterSystems.com.
There are kids at some of the schools in our Greater Lansing community who are struggling with basics like food, clothing, a safe place to live. When you're worried about the basics, it's harder to learn. If you can read and write, you can help these kids, which is a tremendous investment in our community. If you've got some time and want to be a part of the solution, the Capital Area Literacy Coalition could use your help. Visit thereadingpeople.org for details. That's thereadingpeople.org.